Friday night at Grant High School, it was a pair of teams looking to stay around the 500 mark. And when it came down to it, the Cardinals made one extra play that paid dividends to another road victory. Hello, everyone. Brian Fongers with you here live for this game recap. And as I mentioned, it was a white-knuckler affair once again for Big Rapids after getting a week off due to one of their earlier games last week. Iced out against Chippewa Hill, so they got a week off to prepare for a Grant team that was very streaky this season, came into Friday night's game 5-5 on the season, 3-3 in conference play. Big Rapids was looking to get to the 500 mark for the second time this season with a victory on Friday night, and they would come away victorious. Make it two in a row now for the Cardinals, and now make it as well 12 in a row against Grant with a 44-42 road victory. The Cardinals get it done over Grant on Friday night to get back to the 500 mark at 5-5, 3-3 in conference play. Grant falls to 5-6, 3-4 in conference play. And by the way, that game on Friday night marked the exact halfway point of the season now for the Big Rapids boys varsity basketball team. Jake Martinson once again led the way for Big Rapids, 23 points on 8 of 24 shooting. He had a double-double with 11 rebounds to boot in the victory. Jaden Mason, second leading scorer for Big Rapids, was 7. Trevor Woodard with 6, and 3 of his 6 points was a clutch 3-pointer late in the fourth quarter that gave Big Rapids the lead for good, and they held on late for the 2-point victory. Grant was led by Connor Vanderwilt with 12 points on 3 of 11 shooting, 4 for 4 from the charity stripe, and Seth Skidema, the freshman for Grant, the other player in double figures, scoring with 10 points on just 3 of 14 shooting and 5 rebounds to boot for the Grant Tigers. So now Big Rapids, after their big victory on the road at Grant, they improved to 3-2 on the road this season compared to 2-3 at home, and they'll return home for the start of a busy three-game week tonight, tomorrow, and Friday night. Tonight's game was rescheduled again, as I mentioned earlier. They were supposed to have a game, the Cardinals were, this past Tuesday at home against Chippewa Hills. It was iced out, rescheduled for Wednesday. Last Wednesday, that is, iced out again and was rescheduled to tonight. So the Cardinals are back at home for a home contest against the Warriors of Chippewa Hills. 7 o'clock is the tip-off. My broadcast partner, JT Scarpelli, and myself will have the broadcast at roughly 6:45 p.m. on WBRN. And then they'll continue their three-game week with back-to-back games. They'll travel to the lakeshore to Muskegon County to take on Orchard View tomorrow night at 7, and they'll wrap up their busy three-game week on Friday, this coming Friday, at Tri-County to take on the Vikings at 7:30. By the way, those Orchard View and Tri-County games kick off a four-game road swing for Big Rapids. Big Rapids will not have another home game after tonight for the better part of 3 weeks. So again, Big Rapids victorious Friday night at Grant, 44-42. Cardinals get back to the 500 mark. They'll look to get above the 500 mark for the first time this season with a victory tonight against Chippewa Hills. By the way, I'd like to give a special shout-out to head coach Blake Thomas and the JV boys basketball program for Big Rapids. A perfect 10-0 on the season coming into tonight's game for the JV program against Chippewa Hills. So our next broadcast is tonight, 6:45 of the pregame coverage, 7 o'clock tip on WBRN. Big Rapids will host Chippewa Hills. I'm Brian Fonger signing off, and we will talk to you all later tonight.